Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you're listening to us in one of our countries that is largely Muslim, I'm one of the infidels that Allah warned you about. I'm one who holds to the book, the Bible, and the teachings of Jesus Christ. I'm filling in for Bradley today. Live from the bunker in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. You can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to follow Bradley on Facebook, you can find him there at Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook. And you can also follow Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And if you want to pick up Bradley's Twitter feed, it's Bradley Dean One on Twitter. Well, I got to tell you, it is nice and sunny and warm outside, and I am freezing in here. I've got a hoodie on. I even put socks on and trying to keep myself warm. I have this thing that when I sit still, all of my blood stops moving, so I've got to warm myself up here. Just point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com today. My goodness, you relish the time where you have some good news, okay? So I'm going to give you some good news. This was news from yesterday that we had on sonsoflibertymedia.com, where anti-theist and liberal judges ordered a high school band in Mississippi not to honor God. And by that, what they did, it was their tradition at the halftime show to play the hymn, How Great Thou Art. I mean, it's a very moving hymn, very God-exalting hymn. And these little squeaky wheels, very small minority of anonymous anti-theists, and that's what they are. We ought to stop calling them atheists because Romans 1 tells us there is no such thing. Everybody knows there's a God. They just choose not to honor him because he is God, and so then they go off in all kinds of other worship, some of which you can see displayed in the slider amongst the Satanists. However, even though the judges had said that, guess what the fans did? They stood up and started singing the hymn at halftime anyway, and good for them. This is where the people are going to have to push back against these people who think they can rule the roost. They are the ones who are lawless, not the people who want to honor God. And so this needs to be kept at the forefront of our thinking, and praise God for these people. Check out that article there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I think you'll find it very encouraging. The video is there as well. Yeah, the people don't necessarily sing that great. They're probably like me, but they love to sing. They love to honor God. And so I think you'll be very encouraged by that if you take a look at it. It's in the slider right on the front page there. Also, when you have Satanists protesting on your behalf, you know you're on the wrong side. Check out this video. The Satanists come up and do a little protest on behalf of Planned Parenthood on Saturday. While there were tens or hundreds of thousands of people who turned out at about 300 locations of Planned Parenthood murder meals on Saturday to speak out for those who do not have a voice to speak out for themselves because they've been, their lives have been snuffed out, their bodies have been dismembered, and they've been sold like a piece of cow for whatever reason. And yet our government continues to fund them, continues to say it's okay to do that. They want to have that up for debate. The Constitution doesn't allow, let's be clear. The Constitution does not only not allow for the funding of Planned Parenthood, it does not allow for the funding of any public organization like that. Any healthcare organizations or any, that authority is not given in the Constitution. It shouldn't even be up for debate. So keep that in mind as these kinds of things go on. I'm glad to see that people are standing up. I hope that will continue until these murder meals are shut down and lives are preserved. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Here comes the small arms treaty again. It's unconstitutional. But as I was pointing out to somebody the other day, Bill Clinton never signed the United Nations Agenda 21, and yet in virtually every county of the states of our union, Agenda 21 is being pushed forward, even though it's not officially recognized by the federal government. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Speaking of those protests, thousands had showed up to do that. That's also in the featured news section. Check that out. It's very encouraging. That's the good news. Some of the bad news. What drives celebrities to self-destruct? A new article by Jesse Lee Peterson asking the question over the Subway's Jared Fogel and also Josh Duggar. What causes men to fall into such sin? We could probably take, and I will speak to that in just a little bit, even in just looking at King David. And, you know, the Bible warns us to be careful about speaking against these things haughtily. I think we should speak against the sin. Don't get me wrong. Even the sinner. And call them to repentance. But I think we do so out of humility, knowing that we are just as susceptible to those things as they are. But we must stand in the power of the Holy Spirit in order to fight off the temptations that come against us. That's part of even the Lord's model prayer is, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And so we'll be talking more about that in the second segment. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the ninth Planned Parenthood video is out. Our friend Tori Newman has submitted an article, Contaminated Tissue from Abortion Clinics, Squeamish Researches Pose Hurdles to Profitable Fetal Parts Trafficking, according to a Planned Parenthood partner. This is the CEO there from STEM Express, the ones who were fighting them in court to not release the videos, which they were able to do. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, one that we will be speaking of shortly, liberalized sexuality has created an epidemic of pedophiles, adulterers, perverts, and abortion in the U.S. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, see what Bobby Jindal did in response to Planned Parenthood supporters who gathered on his lawn. And also, a flashback. Joel Osteen says God approves of those who engage in sodomy. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about the Ashley Madison scandal and see what God has to say about all of this. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
I want to highlight, excuse me, before get into sort of the topic that I'm going to speak about today. Last night late, I ran across a tweet, and it was to an Instagram video from Donald Trump. I got to tell you, I just kind of stand back on all of these guys. I've seen ties of a lot of guys. There are a lot of people in the GOP presidential they're running for the nomination there who are just, let's be honest, they're constitutionally ineligible. They are not natural born citizens. Okay? And everybody likes Trump because he says what a lot of us are thinking. Okay? Let's be honest about that. But he put out an ad. It was great. It goes really well with the top of the news, top of the hour news, with Jeb Bush. And he has continued blasting at Donald Trump for speaking out on certain things. Donald Trump's new ad actually has Jeb's mother on it, Barbara Bush, saying she doesn't think Jeb should be president. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but if my mom said that about me and I was running for president, I think I would be a little embarrassed. I think I'd probably want to, you know, cut bait and run kind of deal. You want to check that out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The Donald drops new ad, Barbara Bush doesn't think Jeb should be president. Trust me, it's rather, you'll get a good chuckle out of it, trust me. But today I want to talk about something Bradley and I were speaking just before the show. And it is an amazing thing how quickly America has just descended. Now, this didn't happen overnight. Don't get me wrong. I think under the Obama administration, we've seen it decline, America decline faster than most of us could even imagine. I mean, I am 46 years old. When I was 12 or even 20, you would not have even heard some of the language on whether it's television or radio. Some of the innuendos would not have even been really considered appropriate in any company that you hear today that comes off of people's lips so easily. You just wouldn't have heard it. You definitely wouldn't have seen people overall that were openly sodomized. You wouldn't have seen it, much less confessing to it. I mean, I can remember maybe one guy, and the only reason I can remember him, he got put in our high school yearbook as some kind of fashion designer. It was kind of bizarre stuff. And he was always kind of a weird-looking dude, stuff he did with his hair and stuff like that. But if you were even alleged to have desires for a member of the same sex, you were ridiculed, you were put down. I mean, it was just, and this was among people who weren't Christians. They just recognized that there is something wrong with you if you're doing that, okay? And here we are, let's fast forward, 25 years. That's not a long time in the scheme of things. It seems like a long time, but as the Bible says, our life is but a vapor. 70 years, 80 years is like nothing. It passes so quickly. In fact, I'm one who often tells my friends, I don't even know what day of the week I'm in because my days just shift from one to the other. And, you know, I was telling Bradley the other day, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com has been up for 1 year. 1 year. It's been just that quick. And I've really enjoyed working with Bradley and such. But let me get to the point. I don't want to reminisce over here. The point is we have descended into such a state that both our government and our culture has become very pagan. And I know for those who are the atheists, the lunatics, the weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and you Satanists, and name your professed religion, you're thrilled about that. You're thrilled about that. And you say, we need a separation of church and state. You've had it for decades. That's why you're in the mess you're in. You will not follow the statutes and the commandments of God, and therefore, your culture is going down the tubes. That's the issue. If people say, well, we've tried God's way. We haven't tried God's way in, I'd say probably well over 200 years in our country. Let's be honest about that. People have given lip service to God. They've given lip service about the Word of God. And then in practice, they have abandoned the Word of God. And I'm going to get to some practical measures of that. But let me just tell you how that happens. I usually don't write Facebook posts on my personal Facebook page. But I just wanted to, you know, reiterate to people, there are some people who represent the people in government who are godly men and really want to honor God. One of those is a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Heal. He is a representative in our South Carolina House. And you go over to his page, and, yeah, he'll tell you about politics and stuff, but he's always got these posts that reference the Bible, that seek to honor. It's not a thing of trying to get people. These are genuine, heartfelt posts, and I just put it up, not thinking anything about it. And I don't even realize how the tag things work. His name comes up. I click on it. I don't know it gets stuck on his page. I'm thinking it's on my page. Maybe he'll see it or something. And all of these people came out of the woodwork and say, yep, amen. That's the kind of guy. This is a guy who wants to honor God in his office. He's careful. He's thinking. He wants to honor God. And in the midst of that, I came across a post of his regarding, I believe it was Planned Parenthood. Got into a discussion with a guy, and here's what it came down to. This guy would say, well, he brought up the Duggars, which we're going to talk about in a second. It's unnatural for them to have 19 children, but he was all for birth control. And I said, well, wait a minute. It's natural for people to have children. Some people have one. Some people have three. Some people have 10. Yeah, that's me. Some people have 19, which is abnormal, but it's not unnatural. It's natural for a man and his wife to have children. That's the most natural thing in the world. But what's unnatural is to take a pill thinking you're God controlling that, or to have some kind of injection, or to use, I don't want to be graphic here, but to use pieces of plastic and rubber to stop the natural intimacy between a man and his wife. Those are unnatural. The natural thing is having children. And God says that children are a blessing. And I've often told people that I taught, having children is great. And they said, well, do you mean having like a ton of kids? And I'm like, look, whatever God gives you, if he gives you one, be faithful with that one child. It's hard enough being faithful with one, much less 5 or 10 or 19. It's hard to be faithful with that because in our flesh, it's very hard. The Bible says the way of the sinner is difficult. But Jesus said, if you follow him, what is it? The yoke is easy and the burden is light. So we do it in the power of the Spirit of God. We don't do it in our own strength. If we do, it's always difficult. Always. But I pointed out this young man over and over and over. Here's what the scripture says about that. Then we got into issues of leadership. Here's what the scripture says about that as far as elders, their qualification. And every time, here's what this young man said to me. But the Bible doesn't say I can't do this. No, but it says this. I said, so your worldview is not based upon what the Bible teaches in principle. Your worldview is based upon what God doesn't say. Now, how is that for living your life? I would say it's practical Satanism. Do whatever you want is the whole of the law. And I made mention of that in an article that I wrote yesterday. When you have Satanists protesting on your behalf, you know you're on the wrong side. You can check out the video there. They do a protest, really, not against Planned Parenthood, but against people that they claim are forcing motherhood on women. Let's be quite honest. The majority, the vast majority, we're talking like upwards of 98, 99% of the abortions that take place in this country are a matter of convenience for the mother. Do you get that? They are engaging in murder. There is no nice way to put it. It is not an abortion. It is the murder of human life, someone who is made in the image of God. And they do it, and they pay these hitmen at Planned Parenthood to walk among us, serial killers. Many of them have murdered tens of thousands. They are the Hitlers of our culture. And yet, they do that. And who's the people who cave to it? I'll tell you, it's the quote-unquote conservatives. They want to allow this stuff for rape and incest. On the other side of the break, we'll pick it up from there. Stay with us.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was speaking before we went to break. I was making mention about abortion and the issue that the ones who concede on the issue of abortion, you've got the one side that says they're pro-choice. Now, let's continue what that thought is. They are pro-choice to murder the life within the womb of the woman. That's what they're pro-choice for. Okay? In no other context would they be pro-murder. But in this case, they are. They've even went so far, they're graduating from that. They're saying, many of them believe in, hey, you have the baby, even if the umbilical cord is attached, it's part of your body, you can kill it. Go back and listen to some of the audio of Barack Obama, where a baby is born and the abortion has failed, the murder has failed, the hit man has failed to do his job at the murder mill. And Obama votes to have another doctor in the room in order to make sure that baby doesn't make it out of that room alive. And people laugh at me for paralleling him Adolf Hitler. What's the difference? What is the difference? There is none. There is none. And I just want to make this statement. We're picking up off the protest on Saturday and the issue of the Satanists who came out. You know, the Satanists have pretty much a motto. It's an Aleister Crowley motto. Do what thou will be the whole of the law. If you look up Satanism, it usually is not all this, you know, stuff you see in the movies and stuff like that. It's just simply do what you want to do. It's the lie that was in the garden. Did God really say that? You've got a mind of your own. You can do what you want to do. That's Satanism. And you know what? There is a large majority of Christians in our churches who practice Satanism.
They don't want to hear what the Bible has to say. They're like this guy I was dealing with on Jonathan Hill's Facebook page. They don't want to hear what the Bible has to say about morality, about marriage, about sex, about how we deal with finances, how we deal with an economy, what the law is. They don't want to hear about that. They want to talk about what God hasn't said anything about. And that's what they want to apply to their lives. That's practical Satanism. Let's just be honest about it. It has nothing to do with Christianity. And I hear when I bring the law, and I know probably Bradley gets the same thing. When you bring God's law into the equation, people say, well, America is not a theocracy. Matter of fact, if you watch this video, the girl, I think it's a girl, holding the sign up says, America is not a theocracy. Let me tell you something right quick. Every government is a theocracy. Theocracy means God rules. Okay? Let's break that down. Whoever the God of the society is the one who makes the law. Therefore, they're ruled by that God. If in your society, Marx is the God, you make up law according to that. If yours is a humanist society, which is ours has become, then man makes it up on the whims of whatever he feels or thinks at the moment. If you're a biblical theocracy, you seek to make your law based upon the word of God and the law of God. If you're Islamic, you make it based upon the text of the Quran and the Hadith, Sharia. Do you understand? There is no this idea that government is neutral, morally and religiously neutral, is a myth. If you believe that, you need to have your head examined. You cannot be neutral on morality or law, because all law is somebody's morality that is enforced, plain and simple. The difference in American government, at least to what it's supposed to be, on a federal level, is that law is imposed not upon the people, but upon their elected officials. Why? Because originally it was understood our law comes from God. We don't need you writing other laws. And I think the whole idea behind federal law, when it's written, is it's called law, legislation, or whatever, but it's basically to carry out things that they are authorized to do. Okay? So, we need to understand that all government is a theocracy of sorts. Whoever the God is of the culture becomes the God who writes the law. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a liberal humanist or a conservative humanist. They're still humanists. They don't want to appeal to the law of God. That's what we need to make them appeal to. The judge of all men. We need to have them appeal to the Bible. And some people have said, we have separation of church and state, which is a lie. I mean, they point back, you know the history of that. Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist. And my reply is always, you've been having that for decades in this country, and look where it's got us. 60 million, the blood of the unborn is on our hands. Sodomites are parading in the streets. Against the law. All of it against the law. Foreigners are invading your land. Your enemies are surrounding you. That's what your separation of church and state has gotten you. That's what it's gotten you. And on top of that, we're dealing with now the fruit of the 60s free love. Okay? That's what we're dealing with now. Last night I wrote an article, Joe Biden's son gets caught with Ashley Madison account. You realize this thing is just out of control. One of the questions ought to be, if this is an American company, why aren't they being dealt with? They're encouraging, and many states still have laws against adultery. You may think that's old-fashioned or whatever, but the laws are on the book. And what are they geared toward? They're geared towards the law of God. In North Carolina, they call laws against alienation of affection. That's the issue that comes up. Okay? That's adultery laws. Why isn't Ashley Madison being investigated for promoting what is unlawful. The families are going to deal with the individuals whose accounts have been exposed and stuff. Why isn't Ashley Madison? In fact, there's a part of me that wants to ask, is Ashley Madison tied with her own government? After all, communism wants to demoralize the people. Look at their 45 goals. Sodomy is at the center of that. They want to demoralize the people. Follow the money. They're not only getting paid, they're getting paid to expose hypocrites. Hypocrites like Hunter Biden. And I don't care. He says that account was it was made by America's enemies. Well, wait a minute. America's enemies are Barack Obama and his daddy and their administration. And all of those silent majority of congressmen who will not bring at least one article of impeachment against them. Not one. That's America's enemies. I don't care what the guys say that you can cheer your pom-poms to. If they're not bringing resolve, they're complicit in the action. They're complicit in the action. I don't care if they wear an R in their jersey or not. That's what they do. But Ashley Madison is an adultery website. And I'm not going to make excuses for people like Josh Duggar or Hunter Biden or any of the other men, okay? Jesus warned us as men, not as women. He warned us as men. This falls on us because we need to learn a lesson from our father Adam. Adam wasn't where he was supposed to be, doing what he was supposed to do, and his wife was left alone to be tempted, and what did she do? She succumbed to the temptation. And then what did he do? Well, Adam played Mr. Milquetoast, like a lot of our American men, husbands and fathers. And he said, well, if you ate it and didn't die, let me have a bite. And as soon as he was found out, what did God do? And just so people understand, Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they didn't go running to God begging for forgiveness. They went and hid. They tried to cover their nakedness. And God said, where are you guys at? And what does Adam do? It's your fault, God. You said, well, he didn't say that. Yes, he did. The woman you gave me, well, she gave me this fruit. What did the woman do? Well, don't put it, it was this serpent over here. Everybody's pointing the finger at everybody but them. And I made a point in the article, love him or hate him about Josh Duggar, whatever the case may be. I still call him to repentance. Okay? There still can be forgiveness there. But love him or hate him, the guy acknowledged his own hypocrisy and his own sin. There was another guy who did that same thing, King David. And you say, but King David looked and lusted at a woman who was not his wife. He then sent somebody for her and brought her into his bedroom, engaged her in adultery, and after he found, he thought everything would be fine. But when he found out that she was pregnant, what did he do? He conspired to make sure her husband didn't live to see the day that baby breathed his first breath. And so he set him up to be killed. And later on, he was confronted by the prophet Nathan. And David was so indignant, he said, Nathan gave him a story about a lamb. Do you remember it? And David said, that man ought to die. And Nathan said, you're the man. Stay with us for the finale.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com, onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Okay, the finale is coming up. I'm going to bring this to a head. Lest you think that I am giving a license to sin by the things that I'm saying. I'm not doing that at all. I am simply recounting the history that is there. Let me pick up. Listen fast, as the preacher says, because I'm going to try to talk as fast as I can, and it's going to include a lot of scripture. People will scream at me, you don't need to be speaking out against this. We're not under the law, we're under grace. Yeah, grace is your unmerited favor. It's the empowerment of the Spirit of God, according to Romans 8, to obey God, okay, according to his law. All right? So, listen quickly. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, not one jot nor one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. And Jesus was talking about establishing the law. Paul says as much. Romans 3. Everybody always call, quote Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I just want to blanket everybody of that and just white grace over that and some kind of peanut buttery, you know, Aunt Jemima syrupy kind of slosh that is not biblical, okay? But they don't finish the text. The context of Romans 3:23 concludes in verses 28 to 31 saying, therefore, we conclude that a man is not justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles only also, seeing it is one God, which shall justify the circumcision by faith, that's the Jews, and the uncircumcision through faith, that's the Gentiles. And then he concludes with this. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. God forbid. We establish the law. We establish it. Not we're doing away with it. He echoes the words of the Lord Jesus who said those things. In fact, concerning the issue of Ashley Madison, adultery, and all forms of sexual perversion, the writer of Proverbs says in chapter 6, this is one of the earliest passages I read to my own boys, and my boys now are a little older, but one of the things, because of my own life of sin, I recognized my own weakness as a man, and I needed instruction from the Word of God, and I took my young boys, they were definitely before 12, but I gave them warnings from Proverbs 6. There's going to be a time where it's going to come where your eyes are going to be fascinated with women. You need to be on guard against that. Josh Duggar would have been wise in this to focus on these passages. Jared Fogle as well, from Proverbs 6. Here's what he says. But the commandment is a lamp. The law is a light. It's not darkness. It's light. It shows you what things really are. It reproves of instruction of the way of life to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart. Neither let her take thee with her eyelids, for by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. You know, there was this story, real quickly, of a Roman general who would conquer all of the people he was up against, all of his enemies. He would bring them back in cages. And if you know anything about the 2 Corinthians, you know some of that where they talk about, Paul talks about a fragrance of death to death and life to life. And he's got that imagery in mind that when they come through, they're sacrificing to their gods. And for the people who have been victorious, it's the scent of victory. But for the prisoners, it's the scent of death because they're going to take them up and they're going to execute them. And yet, though he has conquered all of his enemies, it is the whore in the square that is scantily clad, having her eyelids painted, and looking at him, that captures his attention and turns him into a piece of bread. That's what the writer of Proverbs warns us about. And look, guys, it's talking about us. We're supposed to be the leaders. We're supposed to be leading, not the women. It is a shame for us. It is a judgment of God that women are leading us because we haven't taken our rightful place as the authority under God to lead. I'm not talking down to women. This is an issue of what the role of the man is under God, under our Creator. And then the writer of Proverbs writes, the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? He says, the same is true for those who go into his neighbor's wife. Whoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Shall not be innocent. And it's worse than that in our country. It is not that just men are engaging in the Ashley Madison website and that they're spending their family's money on AshleyMadison.com. It's not that. It's that men have become so perverse that God has given them over to their lust, Romans 1, to lust after each other. I did a flashback today of Joel Osteen. He's the Pied Piper leading the blind down the road of destruction in America. And Jesus said, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into a ditch. Just a couple of years ago, when he was asked, doesn't matter who likes you or who doesn't like you. All that matters is God likes you. He accepts and approves of you. That's what the interviewer asked him. He quoted from his book. And Osteen didn't change that. He said, I believe that God has breathed his life in every single person. We're all on a journey. Nobody's perfect. Well, of course, that's why we need a Savior. We're sinners. We are on the same journey. God has breathed his life, even from the beginning, into our father Adam. But the question is, who has he breathed new life into? Ephesians 2. Who is still dead in their sins? They're alive physically, but they're dead in their sins and transgressions. And they lie in the lap of the wicked one. That's the difference. Because a lot of people are physically alive, but spiritually they're dead towards God. And until God quickens them, and he does that through the preaching of the gospel, the work of his son, the Lord Jesus, until he does that, men are under condemnation because they do not believe the God who made them. They don't believe him. And I pointed out quickly, in this article on Joel Osteen, he said, the Bible says sin is a pride. Sin is selfish ambition. And he went on to talk some of it. I agree. The Bible speaks about all kinds of things that are abominations, not just sodomy, lying lips, wicked thoughts, pride, unequal weights and measurements. Sometimes our prayers are abominations. Sometimes our worship is abomination. Child sacrifice and divination are abominations. Sometimes our trinkets, our little crosses and our rabbit's foot and other things like that are abominations. Even our words are abominations to God. But here's the thing. Jesus said we should not only be aware of false prophets. He spoke about that in Matthew 7. He said you'll know them by their fruits. They're a corrupt tree. If they're a corrupt tree, they bring forth evil fruit. And he says, wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And this gets back to the thing. Bradley has said it, I think it was yesterday that I heard him say it. But he said it many times. Jesus said, it is he who does the will of my Father which is in heaven. The one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven, is the one he embraces. But Tim, we're all sinners. Yes, we are sinners. But let me tell you something. When you come to faith in Jesus Christ, it is because you have seen your need to be freed from sin. Not to languish in it and claim the forgiveness of God as a license to continue in it. That's the issue. That's the message that the church is missing. Because I can tell you, right across the state line, there is a big church called Elevation Church, and the guy in there is more concerned about his haircut and his clothing than he is giving the people the message of the law of God and calling them to repent from their sin and turn towards God and obey him because of the sacrifice of Christ. I can tell you that. I know it. I heard it for years. Tim, will you just acknowledge you're a sinner? Will you pray this prayer with me? Yada, yada, yada. I go through all the steps numerous times. I'm baptized several times. But the issue for us is we need to keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus. Those who practice iniquity will depart from him. My command to you, the command of the king, is to repent. We'll see you in 23.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.